Well, hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. And we're talking about something very interesting today, so I really and truly need you to weigh in on it, because I think it's a lost art. We're talking about letter writing today. Do you practice those, you know, the old-fashioned, pull out those note cards, write those handwritten letters? Maybe you use a fountain pen or something of that nature, but you really go to great lengths to do that personalized message to somebody, and you actually mail it with an envelope and a stamp, and you know, the old-fashioned way, snail mail. So it is so interesting about letter writing, and it's a lost art. And so that's the question I'm asking today on Take Two. Do you still write letters? Maybe you're practicing your cursive. By the way, I just heard recently, I think it was Monday. Monday, I just heard that they're starting to put cursive writing back into the schools. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. I think cursive is so beautiful because it really has that calligraphy look to it, and it really does help, I think, for when you know, in business, as you get older, if you are writing out even your name, your signature, so that you can make it out, it doesn't look like chicken scratch, you know? Okay, so anyway, that's a whole nother topic. But do you still write letters? We really want to know. You don't have to be Catholic to weigh in. We are live today. We're taking calls. We've got Michael McCall at the controls. He's our producer. We've got Rich Jesse on social media. And we've got Matt Gabinski answering calls. So I'd love to hear from you. If you still write letters the old-fashioned way, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please call in and let us know. I do. I'm just letting you know. I still write the old-fashioned way. I don't have a fountain pen or anything like that, although that would be a cool art of a part of it to get into. But I do love to really specialize little note cards and you know, handwrite those messages out to people that I just want to say thank you to, or that I'm thinking of, or in sympathy, you know, if there's a sympathy card I'm sending or something of that nature. So yeah, I still do it the old-fashioned way. I mean, I still have a manual day timer, you know, the book of the monthly calendar, and I still manually write in the little blocks of each day. Why? Because I just love it. And I'm going to just tell you something. When technology goes down and everything that, you know, everybody puts all of their information on the computer, and then it goes down or something happens, they're lost. Not me. I have the manual calendar, manual everything. So I just love that. That's just me. Is that you? But we're talking about letter writing today, and I do believe it's a lost art. We have done this show a couple years back, and it was very interesting what we learned about people. So I really would love, you know, we have new listeners each and every time we do Take Two. So I'd really love for you to weigh in on this. So do you practice that, or do you, everything for you is now texting and emailing, and you don't really do any letter writing anymore, and you haven't bought those note cards at Walgreens anymore? I used to love going to Walgreens. This is no joke. I used to love going to Walgreens and just going through the aisles, you know, looking at cards. I would get lost in that section. And then I'd pick up little note cards, you know, cute little ones. I thought that was a really cool thing to do. And now it seems like that's just gone away, and everything is just very fast. You know, you want to say thank you to somebody, text them. You want to send a message to somebody, email them. You know, we're not really picking up the phone that much anymore. We're certainly not letter writing. But if you believe in that, or maybe you sent a beautiful letter to a loved one, you know, handwritten, not typed, handwritten, and it was to reconcile the relationship, to heal the relationship, maybe to share some thoughts, and you really found that to be a very profound experience, and it worked. It really helped. Maybe you can share about that, because I think that makes a difference. In life coaching, we talk about letter writing to build the communication and the relationship if a relationship has gone south. And we do say it should be handwritten. Don't type it out, because you lose a lot of the, I think, emotion and feeling when everything is just scripted like that. So when it's handwritten, even if you make mistakes and you cross it out and you write a new word or something, you know, it just goes to show our humanity. and it really connects us as human beings. I do recommend that spouses leave handwritten notes to each other on a regular basis. We do that in life coaching all the time. And so that is something that if you haven't done that in a while, you should pick that back up with your spouse. It's very important. With our kids, you know, a lot of parents still put those handwritten little post-it notes in the backpacks or the lunch boxes in the backpacks for their kids. And that's really cool. And as a matter of fact, there is, I know we've had topics like this before, and parents have called in and said that they have gathered all those notes and put them together in a book for their kids and stuff like that later on, so they can look back and see how their parents, you know, thought about them each day they went to school. I mean, there's so many ways we can cover this. You know, the angles that we can cover this is just, you know, endless, really. So let's talk about it. Do you still write letters? That's the question I'm asking, and I really want to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I just wanted to share this. If you wanted to comment and you don't have time to stay on the line, I know it's the middle of the week and, you know, people get really busy, and I understand that. You can always text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question or comment about letter writing. And just know that message and data rates may apply. So just keep that in mind when you text us. But we are getting text messages, which is really cool. Also, you can go on social media. I'm waving to you guys on YouTube and all the other socials. If you want to leave a comment, Rich Jesse will pick it up and put it on the show document for me so I can weave that into the discussion. You can always email us. Michael McCall and I are monitoring the emails at take2@ewtn.com. And don't forget, I know we got a lot of prayer requests yesterday, and you can always go on our take2show.com, our website, on the virtual prayer wall there, and you can always add your prayer intentions there for the, you know, any time of day or night. I mean, you don't have to wait for the two prayer shows. So please know you can do that. And don't forget to like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. By the way, find me on Facebook, Debbie Giorgiani. Okay, I'm going to be posting some cool stuff for Advent coming up. We do have, two open phone lines. So if you'd like to pick up one of them and tell us about letter writing, 833-288-3986. Okay, we're talking about the art of letter writing today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and I'd love to hear from you, 833-288-3986. And we'll get to our first caller, Mariana, in just a moment, and from Chicago, Illinois. So hang on, don't go anywhere. I just wanted to make sure that we have, okay, what happened to everybody? You guys were all on the line and now you just dropped off. Call back. Okay, whoever was on the line, call back. You lit up all those phone lines and now you dropped off. So there you go. You're calling back. 833-288-EWTN. Don't scare me like that, you guys. I don't like that. I like the company. 833-288-3986. Okay, I'm a little bit punchy. I'm just going to let you know. Because I'm hosting, or I'm one of the hosts for Annunciation Radio's Pledge Drive Fall Share-a-thon. So if you're listening in the Toledo area, Annunciation Radio is going strong with their Pledge Drive. This is day two, and it's been so much fun to be with the priests, and they're coming into the studio to support Catholic Radio. It's just amazing. And so it gets me, you know, I don't know, I just get kind of excited about the whole thing. I love Catholic Radio. I love what we're doing here because we're really reaching souls very deeply. And when our shepherds step up and they make pledges themselves and they inspire and invite us to call, it's so exciting. So I just wanted to say, if you have a pledge drive coming up soon, or you had one and you didn't get a chance to pledge, please do so. Please do so and do it generously, because we need Catholic Radio now more than ever. Okay, I wanted to share this about Amazon Fire TV. Never miss any of your favorite EWTN television or radio shows when you have the Amazon Fire TV player. All you need is a high-speed internet connection, a TV, and an Amazon Fire TV player. That's cool. That's all you need, and you'll get your shows. Okay, we're going to go to, let's see, Mariana, let me just make sure I have you from Chicago, Illinois, Sirius XM 130. Thank you so much for being first, and welcome.
Thank you for having me. So I wanted to share, I have three small children, and I have three separate notebooks for each of them. And once a week, I call it journal time, and I write an entry for each of them, maybe something about something special we did. I've even done, you know, my favorite Bible quotes, and I write in cursive for them, and they see mommy doing it, so they also have their notebooks, and they pretend to do it, too. So it's just a special time that I share with them, but they're also going to have this memory later on down in their life.
Okay, so wait a minute. Like, go into it. All right, hold on 1 second. So tell me exactly how you do this again one more time. I want to make sure. I'm making notes here. This is fabulous. Go ahead.
So I bought three separate notebooks. I have three small children. So I have
right,
a notebook
so three,
for each
okay.
child.
So just a normal notebook. Nothing like not these hardbound books, just
no,
a normal.
No, just I went to Walmart and I bought like a 99 cent notebook. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Go ahead.
And then, yeah, so just once a week, I, you know, kind of just say it's time for journal time. And, you know, I sit down and I journal, you know, at least a page for each of them in their book about a special thing we did maybe together or even like a favorite Bible verse or something from church, you know, something special. And then they basically will each have that when they're older, they get to read it. But I write it in cursive and they watch me, they enjoy it, and then they also have their own pretend notebooks that they pretend to write in since they're still learning.
So what gave you that idea? I'm curious. That's brilliant, and it's fun. I love it. It's engaging. Okay, go ahead.
So I thought of it because my husband lost his mother when he was sick.
Okay. Okay. See, I knew there was a reason behind this. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I wanted, you know, I wish he had that.
Whew, yeah. Does he know you do this with the children?
So he does, yes.
Yeah, so beautiful. Wow. You know what I love about what you just shared with all of us? I love how parents, you know, we want our children, would you agree with this? You want your child to grow up, right? But they're growing up so fast. And they're going to eventually be independent of us as parents. And my children are grown. I have grandchildren. But it's like you want to constantly connect with your children. It's such a beautiful thing that I hear from parents. And it breaks my heart when I hear that, you know, adult children walk away from their parents. Because if they only knew what their parents have gone through to try and really give the best to their children and when they were little, and to just, you know, keep that really strong bond. You know, would you say that that's also a driving force for you?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you tell us the ages of your children again?
6, 4, and 2.
6, 4, and 2. Wow. Every 2 years.
Yes.
I love it. And do we have boys or girls?
I have 2 girls and a boy.
Oh, bless you. That is wonderful. Oh, that is wonderful. God bless you. Well, thank you so much for sharing today. I really appreciate it. You're just a beautiful soul, and we can hear it. It comes right through the radio. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. Call again. Definitely call again. I just wanted to share that we're getting comments coming in saying that folks have had their fall pledge drives already. And so this is a little late. And yes, Annunciation Radio always has theirs late in November. But that is true. So there was fall pledge drives already happened. But there's also end of the year giving winter pledge drives as well. So I'm just saying when your local Catholic radio station comes to you, please step up. You know, I'm hearing that a lot of people who aren't Catholic are listening to Catholic radio. It's huge. And so this work that we're doing here together by these calls, by these comments, by participation, by financial support is making a difference in people's lives. And I just want you to know you're part of a very big work. So just please keep that in mind. And when you give to your Catholic radio station, you're supporting your local listening area. And don't forget EWTN as well. You know, we're all part of this family that gets the great gospel message out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including the devotionals that you hear, like the rosary and the mass, and very important. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. So thanks to all you guys texting in saying that you've already made your pledges to your local station. That's awesome. Congratulations. But keep pledging. Don't ever stop. Okay, Kelly is up next from Illinois on the EWTN app. Hi, Kelly. Welcome. Hello. Hi. Kelly. Hi, go right ahead.
Hi. I do letter writing. I love to letter write. I am old-fashioned. I, too, have calendars that have all over everything on them. I help at my church, and I have my church calendar, and then I have my private calendar. And it's funny because my sister-in-law recently, not funny, haha, but odd, she lost her mom, and I love writing in sympathy cards. And she said, you should go to Hallmark and get your cards published. I go, mm-hmm. Oh, come on. Mm-hmm. But I do. It's a great way to express how you feel, and I just love it. I do. Mm-hmm. It's a talent that God gave me.
Okay. So let me pick up on that, because I know two people that have actually taken their abilities, their gifts, their emotion, their love, their talents, and they put them to use with cards. And they've gotten them out there. They've mass produced them and gotten them out there in stores and things of that nature. Even if it doesn't go, you know, I don't know, worldwide, I think you should really pursue it. You really sound like you are very comfortable with that part.
Yes.
Of yes, yeah, yeah.
I am. Okay, I am so very comfortable.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought
about it. I just don't know where to start.
Okay, well, can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Because that's in life coaching. That's what we do. We make tons of suggestions. I would do a couple, you know, sketch a couple out. And I would maybe, are they religious in nature, or are they secular, or just real quickly, are they, which way are they?
They are not, some can be religious, some are not. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's perfect. I would go ahead and sketch some of those out and just, you know, fine tune them, if you will, to where you really want to show other people. And I would actually go into a few gift stores, a few of these, mm-hmm. and we still have them in malls. I mean, there's still these boutiques there that still sell other things on the kiosks. I know that because,
right.
yeah. And mm-hmm. I would go in and just say, can I ask you a question? If I were to have these produced, would you be willing to carry them? Would it be something, I'm not asking you to carry them, but would you be willing? I'm trying to see if it would be appealing enough, and see the response. People are very honest. They're very good about it. They're not just going to say, mm-hmm. oh, these are great. You know, they may say, well, they're okay, but I've seen better, or something like that. And it doesn't mean that that's a door closed. It just means for you to maybe change some of the, you know, the way you design it. But I'm just saying, I think if you're, well, okay, let me back up for a minute. If you're not doing that, are you doing something with your creative abilities? Because it's very obvious as you're speaking that you have a lot of creative juices floating around in your head.
Oh, yes. I'm very busy at my church, and my creative abilities come out very much so.
Okay. Well, there you go. So you're using your gifts and talents. Well, but here's another thing. Do you know that you could, I know somebody that, I believe it was cards they did. They did personalized cards that were really cool. And the church had them produced, had them, you know, printed, and they were used as a fundraiser.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Never even thought of that.
There
that
you go.
A great
see,
idea.
Yeah. See, that's thank why you came to me today for those great ideas. And don't
yes,
worry.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and don't worry. Don't worry, Kelly. I only expect like a couple cards, okay? So when the church takes them and does it, just send a couple to me.
Okay. I will.
I love you to pieces. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. That was a great call. So this is what we're trying to talk about today, because letter writing and the creative ability and the art of letter writing, it is really a gift from God. It's a beautiful thing. You can hear it in our last two callers. There's such a beautiful thing in putting something down on paper and manually writing it out and really looking at it, and because it's an expression of who we are. You know, when we type everything, everything is on the computer, we lose so much. I mean, I'm very big on soul-to-soul connection, and the way we do that is we tap into each other's abilities and senses and gifts and all sorts of things that, that make us really human. There's so much to say about this, and when I was in when I went for my graduate degree in theology, one of the my classmates, who happened to be a professional radio host for many years in Arizona, he wrote a whole paper on this, that we don't engage our senses enough. We don't really invest ourselves. We sometimes hide behind all these gadgets, you know, and that's somehow supposed to make us feel better. Well, actually, it isolates us. It removes us from each other, and we are made for community. And when we distance ourselves, and we learned that from the pandemic, right? From COVID interruption, we learned that from the pandemic, that when we isolate and we push each other on our own little islands, it's not healthy. It doesn't work, and it definitely doesn't work for children. Let's hear what Donna has to say from Texas. Hi, Donna. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, I'm from Land Passage, Texas. Austin.
Oh, yes, yes, right. Very nice. Thank you. Are you listening on Guadalupe Radio Network?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Okay. Yes, go right ahead.
I was just going to comment about the letter writing.
You go right ahead.
That is a wonderful thing to continue. I've got some that my grandmother wrote me back in the 60s, and I still continue to write letters to my the only uncle that I have left, who is a priest, and then also my sisters and my brothers, and that is something that you can always run across it in a box that you don't know that it's there, and reread them and think about that. And it's just really something, a gift that God gave you, and I would rather do that than talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. I completely agree. And now you got me thinking, because I actually saw a box recently in our garage, and I opened it up, and it was a file that my dad left for all of us when he was dying from cancer. He left us this file of like different instructions, and my dad had perfect penmanship. I'm not joking. It was like every little letter was perfect. And I was looking at it, and I just started to cry. I was like, "Oh my God, oh my goodness, Dad! I just would love to see you write that again the way you did it." And it's so true. When you pick up a handwritten file or note or envelope or anything, it does immediately deeply connect you with that person that has written it. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. And just listen to you say that. I have boxes of old things, and about my dad and how he used to look up family history, and because we're from the Irish and then also Spain, and so it's really interesting what they wrote and to be able to still read their writing.
Mm-hmm.
But that is something that you can always keep.
Yeah, you can always keep it. And it's so personal for you and that person and the relationship that you've had. Donna, I so agree with you. You know, I'm going to share something else with you, and I've never really shared this publicly. So if my husband's listening, I'm just going to tell him to close his ears for a second. But I tell my husband all the time, I would so much appreciate more than roses, more than gifts, more than anything, a handwritten note. I just would love that, because those are things that I just grab, I save, I put in my purse, I put in the drawer, and they just mean so much to me, because it does make that connection. Donna, you're awesome. You're going to hear that music. Oh, there it goes. And so we're going to hit that pause button. When we come back, more of your letter writing ideas, your creative tips. Do you still write letters? When we come back on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Okay. Okay, we're talking about the art of letter writing today, and I need all your creative juices and your big brain of yours to come forth and add to this discussion, because we are getting some great ideas. I even just on the break talked to my producer, Michael, and we were just sharing how we're going to surprise our spouses with notes and stuff. And I did get a message from my husband. He is listening, and he said to me, I do write you notes. So yes, Marty, you do. Thank you so much. Sorry to embarrass you. I don't mean to, but that goes with the territory if you're the spouse of a radio host. Okay. And the number to dial is 833-288-3986. That's the number if you want to get into this discussion. We're going to get to Karen in just a moment. Karen, don't go anywhere. I must share this with our listeners because it's a shout out, because we were talking about Catholic radio and how souls are being impacted by the fine work that affiliates are doing. So I wanted to do a congratulations going out to our longtime EWTN radio partner, WLHN, serving Brandenburg, Kentucky, is celebrating, listen to this, guys, drum roll, 20 years with EWTN. That's correct, 20 years. Think how many souls. Congratulations to Rodney Pickering and his team at Meade County Catholic Radio from your friends here at EWTN. That's a lot of souls being reached with Catholic radio. That's why I love it. I love hosting pledge drives. Thank you so much to all the affiliates that have allowed me to serve your network. I just think it's a fabulous work we're doing to reach more souls and get them to heaven. So Karen is up next from North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Karen. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Thank you for having me. As you're talking, I was sitting at the kitchen table writing out my homemade Christmas cards.
No way. You still do handwritten Christmas cards?
I haven't bought a card in 15, 20 years.
Wow. Okay, I'm impressed.
I love it.
Does everybody look forward to getting them every year?
Oh, I have no idea, but I do. I just sent out about 139 veteran cards to my beloved veterans on Veterans Day. So.
Oh,
I love them.
How long does it take you to do that? I'm just curious.
If I got a spare minute and I happen to pass by my lovingly called crap room, mm-hmm. I get lost in it for hours, just playing with cards. Yep.
Wow.
It's awesome.
That's amazing. And may I ask, when you write out these cards, do you write them in block lettering or cursive? Or I'm just curious.
I just use my old handwriting and write them out.
I've written just freestyle.
Mm-hmm. Too. I've written messages in all of my hand veteran cards just to let them know that they're loved and thought of. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so you do realize that's a ministry you're doing, right?
Probably.
It definitely is, in my opinion. I used to be a volunteer.
Probably.
Yeah, I used to position people in ministry at the church for a couple years. And I will tell you that what you're doing, spending that time. So remember, when we give of our time to, I can feel the Holy Spirit as soon as I'm saying this. So, okay. So when we give of our time to make somebody else's life better, or to let them know that they are cared for or prayed for or comforted in some way, and we are giving of our time, talent, And sometimes when treasure is there, we have to give financially. Okay, when we give of any of those three things or all of those three things, it is a ministry. It's huge, and that is such a beautiful work that God is pleased with. So I just wanted to say that you have entered into an extraordinary, very privileged position, because what you're doing is you're encountering. You're giving forth of yourself, encountering other souls. And again, if you want to take that, you know, like the way Mother Teresa did it, where she went out into the streets and she cared for the sick and the dying, that she did it one-on-one, that soul-to-soul connection. And that's what you're doing through this tremendous gift that you're giving others. I'm not trying to inflate it at all, but I'm just letting you know that that's a big ministry you're doing.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
No, you're sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Karen, what can I say? It's Wednesday. I'm telling you, I don't know what's the matter with me. As I get older, I don't know what the deal is. Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, I'm like super happy. And I don't know why. I just don't get it because I have the spirit world on Saturdays. So it's not like I'm off of doing, you know, radio work. So I don't know. I think as I get older, it's just such a miracle that we're alive. Do you ever feel that way? I'm just curious.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's just a blessing. We're just filled with the peace and joy of our Lord.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree. Every day is a miracle. Every day is a gift. And and that's why I love, you know, the scripture passage, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." I kind of try to live by that. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this discussion. Great contribution. Thank you. I'm going to let you go and have a beautiful rest of your day. We're going to move to Don from Sioux Falls, South Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Don, you've been waiting and welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Don. Go right ahead.
I've got to turn up the volume. I'm in the car. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Well, be careful. Are you pulled over safely?
There we go. I can hear you now.
All right. Are you pulled over? You're pulled over safely?
Yes, I'm pulled over.
Okay,
yes.
Just making sure. Because we've had people drive into a ditch before. I'm not joking, but go ahead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very dangerous.
My goodness.
But go ahead.
Well, I am calling about Catherine, who was my mother-in-law, who just died last month at 100.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was out delivering her clothes and other products to organizations that needed them. Before she died, she said, "Don't give this to any organization that you're going to charge money. It's got to be free." So I was out there today doing that right now.
Mm.
And one thing that she taught us, although I haven't adopted it, she had a large box by month, and it had everybody's birthdays and anniversaries on each one of those separators for the month. And she sat down and wrote personal cards to each and every one of them on their anniversaries, birthdays. So at her funeral last month, just 3 weeks ago, they had at least 20 people that came and said thank you for your mother. Because she did all of her personal interactions in cursive up till the time of the deterioration, which was just 2 weeks before she died.
Wow.
And so I just wanted to pass that on as a tool, a tool to get people the right message of love and of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. So Catherine, I put her in the book, 100 years. So did she get a letter from the president?
That I don't know.
I
didn't handle the estate and stuff. So
okay.
I don't
okay.
know.
So
she was 21 days of her 101.
Wow. I wonder if she got a letter. That's so cool. Okay. So, 100 years she's lived this on this earth, and she left an impact with of her generous time and her talent of passing that on and being very personal, you know. And that's what we're missing in this world, wouldn't you agree, Don? That's what we're missing. When we hide behind all these gadgets, nobody knows who we are. They don't know if we're laughing or crying or anything. I mean, we can add all these emojis and stuff, but it doesn't really mean anything. We're not really connecting at a deep soul to soul level, but it sounds like Catherine did, and she left an impact on people.
Well, and she always said that it was sort of her personal hug for each one of them by the actual message, and of course the card.
Oh, well.
And to give you a little more thing about Catherine, she had 6 children, all married very, very young, and all still married. Through her guidance and her love and passing on the church.
Wow. Wow. What a beautiful, holy woman. Wow. Well, you're blessed to have her as a mother-in-law. How is your wife doing?
On and off.
On and off, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So wait, it'll be for a while.
Right. Right. Well, we put your whole family in the prayer books. I put Catherine in, but I put your whole family in. Just know that we're with you during this time. But it sounds like we're really going to get to a place as you have recently, where we're celebrating Catherine's life in an extraordinary way. So that's a good thing. Don, thank you so
Absolutely.
Much. Yeah. Thank you so much. God bless you. Okay, be safe driving. Just remember your guardian angels beside you. Okay, so we're going to go to Judy next, and Judy's in Houston, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Go right ahead.
So I do handwrite my thank you notes for birthdays, Christmas, gift for that, or just something special.
Mm-hmm.
But and I used to write letters all the time when I was first married. You know, it was expensive to have long distance phone calls, so that's how I communicated with my family, was to write them letters.
Mm.
And anyway, recently, my dad passed away just recently. He hit his 95th birthday, and then he left, and then his younger brother turned 95 this year, and I tried to call him, and he's living in a retirement area, not very good with, I don't think he even plugs his phone in, is the deal. Anyway, so I decided to write him a letter, and I wrote him a long letter telling him he was the one who was left. He was the patriarch of the family. And, you know, just wanted to share, you know, birthday wishes and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sent him some history stuff from the family. And he wrote me back, and he was so thrilled to get my letter and mm-hmm. to hear some of these things. Some of this was just documentation my dad had written about a trip that he'd taken to their hometown. And so it was just very meaningful, and I do think it's important to write a letter and share, mm-hmm. share your feelings.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have the prayer book out because I entered Catherine's name and her family. Can I enter your dad with your dad's first name? I'm sorry for your loss.
It's Fred. Fred Hyde.
Okay.
Well, fine.
Okay.
Yes. And could you also add my grandson, Oliver? He has leukemia, and he's just 8 years old, dealing with a very lot of stuff, and I sure would appreciate any extra prayers.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oliver, you said, and is his, you said it's your grandson, is his parents, are they people of faith?
They are people of faith, yes.
Okay. Okay, good. So we're getting lots of prayers around him then, on a regular basis for this. And
yes.
I would go
yes okay. from every denomination from all over the world. It has just been amazing the spreading of the word that he needs prayers and the people that have shared that they're praying for him. Yes, it's been
okay.
amazing.
And may I ask, are you Catholic?
I am Catholic.
Okay. Yeah. Then go to Blessed Carlo Acutis. He's very active right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Blessed.
Thank you.
Yes. Blessed Carlo Acutis. And also the book that his mother wrote is My Son Carlo. I would highly recommend picking up that book, My Son Carlo. I believe it's available at EWTNRC.com. Michael McCall, our producer, can double check that. My Son Carlo by Antonia Salzano, the mother of Blessed Carlo Acutis. He passed away from leukemia, but he is very active now. And I understand there's stories coming in. He's going to be fully canonized in the Jubilee year next year. And I believe Pope Francis just announced.
I just heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. But
I heard that it was announced.
It was announced. Yeah, I believe it's April, the end of April, I believe. I'm not sure. I'll get confirmation on that. I just got reports in from Tony from Texas, and others have shared with me, but I got to read their emails. But let me just share with you, there's stories coming in from around the world, and everybody should be listening to this. This is very important. When there's newly canonized saints or on the road to full canonization, he's going to be canonized, but I mean, he got his second miracle. When they are newly canonized, they are extremely active. So there's stories coming in from around the world that Blessed Carlo is stepping in and helping people immediately. So I would definitely, there's a novena you can do to Blessed Carlo Acutis. It's on the website. Judy, please go to the official website. It's Carlo Acutis' website, where it's actually in Italian. So you have to hit the English button to get it in English. But that's the official site, and you want to pray that novena and do it round the clock. Round the clock, but continuously, so that it can you can ask for his intercession for Oliver.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Definitely, I have a really. I mean, he's amazing. I could go on and on. We could do a whole show on it. But keep me posted, because we're going to be praying. So keep me posted. I have a good feeling about this, because prayers are already going up for your grandson. So this is awesome.
Thanks so much. All right.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. Let me just share with our listeners, you can still get in if you wanted to make a quick phone call, and I'll put you on air real fast, or Matt Gabinski will put you on air real fast if you want to tell us about letter writing, or if you want to talk about Carlo Acutis. Anybody has gone to him and he has shown up for you, please share it now, because Judy's listening still, and it will give her confidence for her grandson. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, let's turn our attention to social media in just a second. I just want to share with our listeners a little more highlights that are important for us to convey to all of our listeners, just to make sure you're up to speed on what's going on here on EWTN. Catholic Answers Live is tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. 2 hours of Ask Me Anything with apologist Joe Heschmeyer. Oh, that's going to be a good 2 hours. So that is tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern time. We're getting more calls. That's good. 833-288-3986. It is available on EWTNRC.com. So my son, Carlo, and I love the way Antonia Salzano, the mother of Blessed Carlo, says Carlo, because she has that Italian accent. I just love it. She's amazing. But that is one of my favorite books. I'm just telling you, you should get it as a Christmas gift. I'm just telling you. And also pick up Father Wade Menezes' book for the men. That book is Stand Firm. That book is fabulous. And there's so many other great gifts you can buy on EWTNRC.com for Christmas. So I would definitely check it out. Okay, I am getting messages from my husband that he's reminding me that he did leave some handwritten notes in my luggage when I was traveling for pledge drives. And he is correct. He did. And that was so beautiful. I would get cards that were he would sneak into my luggage before I locked it to go onto the plane, and he would stick a card in there, and it was handwritten, and it was so nice to travel from Arizona to some other state like Ohio or New York or Texas, and I would open up the luggage and I'd be tired in the hotel room, and there's a handwritten card from my husband. So thank you, Marty. You're absolutely right. I was just kidding anyway. I mean, I'm joking. You have to have a little sense of humor when you're doing a daily radio show. But that is important. That is very important to do for your spouses. So maybe do it today. How about this? Everybody listening to Take Two, go do something like that today with somebody you love, a friend, a child, a family member, a spouse, a coworker. Leave a little handwritten note. But nothing like, go to the grocery store and pick up milk and then say, oh, by the way, I love you. And that's not what I'm talking about. Leave a handwritten note saying, I was just thinking about you today. I hope you're having a great day. Wouldn't that be cool? Let's start a movement like that, because we have a lot of listeners to take to. Okay, I've got more social media to go to in just a moment. But I wanted to share with you what's coming up tomorrow, because I think this topic tomorrow is something that we need to spread. You always should be spreading these episodes far and wide around the world using your social media, because we believe that's a good use of social media. So this is a great show to do that with. But tomorrow, I definitely need all the Take Two family to spread the show far and wide, the YouTube version of the show, if you can, because that's easy for people to pick up. Tomorrow is the topic is, do you let go and let God? Do you let go and let God? And I'm going to be talking about free falling into God's arms. And I've taught on this before, and people have said, Debbie, you need to do a whole show on this. So I'm doing a whole entire show on it. But if I put forth that effort, you got to put forth the effort to spread it for people. Because I think what's happening is people are slightly giving it over to God, or maybe they intend to give it fully over to God, and then they pull it back. And then they give it over to God, and then they pull it back. And so I'm going to really share why, when you let go and let God, that's truly when you're going to see the magnificence of God show up in your life. And it may not be right away, but you will see it. Let's go to Patrice real quickly. I want to squeeze her in from Dallas, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Patrice.
Hi there. I just have a very quick comment. I like one of that caller that you had. I would get composition books, the ones that are black and white, and mm-hmm. one for each one of my, I have six children, and put something in there, and I would say love notes to each child's name. I work full time, and so it's a little hard for me to keep up with it now, but I will be retiring in the next couple of years, and I'm going to really embellish that some more. And then one other thing quickly about Carlos Acutis. I work for the airlines, and my daughter and I were blessed this summer to go to Assisi. It was so beautiful to see him. It was just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing about his website, because I'm going to get more immersed in that mm-hmm. as well.
Oh, good. So you actually saw him in the glass the place where it was behind glass. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
We took off all our crosses and our rosaries and everything we had on us and touched it to his shrine there.
Beautiful. And I understand, tell me if I'm correct on this. I don't know if there was any literature there, but there have been miracles already reported right by where he's laid out.
Yes. I have heard that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. He's an incredible saint. I can't even begin to tell you how many times he's one of our powerhouse saints that we pray to right before each and every show. And he has been so it's been very obvious that he's been present in with certain callers. It's just interesting. And I have followed up later with the caller and I said, can I ask you a question? Are you close to Carlo Acutis? And they said, yes. And so it's very interesting how he's connecting people. So yeah, there's no accident to your call. And I love that you shared. Thank you so much, Patrice. I'm glad I was able to squeeze you in. Have a beautiful rest of your day and keep us updated on that website. I don't get to visit it that often. It's a great site though, but maybe if there's more information, we can pass it on through our Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Okay, I'm going to go over to YouTube real quickly because I promised that I would, and I'm waving to you guys. Thank you so much for sticking around and having those chats going. Wendy says, this is what Wendy says, I still write those postcards from other countries, from the countries I visited. Oh yeah, I love those postcards where you say, I'm in Italy, you know, don't you wish you were here, don't be jealous, that type of thing. I love that. No, that's not what you're supposed to say. But I totally agree with that. Those postcards I visit, she sends them, and to capture the memories of the experience, the weather, etc., and to let any loved ones know I bring them in my heart. Oh, that's so beautiful. See, I write those postcards to make other people jealous that I'm on a cruise and they're not. No, I'm just kidding. But you're right. You should do that. That is beautiful, Wendy. And those were the good old days, right? Where we would get those postcards. Like if you went on a cruise ship, that's the first thing people would do. You'd see those kiosks of postcards and everybody would be grabbing postcards going, you know, we got to send those back home. I mean, we need to get back to this. Lydia says on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page that she sure does, still continues the letter writing. She also mails cards for all occasions. Wow. And those are getting expensive now with stamps and stuff. It's a lifetime tradition. I just can't and won't quit doing it. Love doing it. I agree, Lydia. I do it too. I just mailed a handwritten card to my childhood friend that I have been friends with since since first, no, kindergarten. We were friends since kindergarten. That's right. And she is born 10 days after me. And we have always remembered each other's birthdays. And so I was so excited that I got mine in early this year. And I sent her a handwritten card too. And I love that. It felt so good to put the stamp on and to go to the mailbox and mail it. And it just felt right, didn't it? And so I think this show is an important show. Where are you going to have conversations like this? You know, I don't know if you could, I mean, I guess you could go to your coworker at the, in the break room and say, hey, do letter writing and stuff? I guess you could, but they'll probably look at you like, what's the matter with you? I text, you know, and stuff like that. So we're having these great conversations here because we want to go deeper. Okay. We want to get a little closer as the body of Christ. We want to learn and grow together, and we want to be forever changed, closer to God, each and every time we get to share this brief hour in Catholic radio together. So thanks, you guys. Thanks to the Take Two family. I think you're awesome. I love you to pieces. You're just amazing. And please like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, and also send us emails, take2@ewtn.com. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry the show, and thank you to the great show team here at Take Two, Matt and Rich and Michael, our producer. We absolutely appreciate you guys, and until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.